Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. Friends, this is your old pal Rob. Welcome to the Mind Changers Podcast. And today, it is a beautiful day to have a beautiful day. I hope yours has been good and it continues to get better until tomorrow when we start this shit show all over again. So, what we're going to get into this fine day is probably something that we all have come across. We all get invested with to a certain degree. We all like. But we all don't entirely understand it. And that's freedom. When I say freedom, I mean not just freedom of speech or freedom to assemble or, you know, Second Amendment freedom or any of those kinds of things. I mean in freedom in its entirety. The thing that scares the billionaire donor class the most, the thing that businesses can't really capitalize on, the thing that, when done properly, makes a society both beautiful and dangerous. When I talk about freedom, as I often do, I mean it in a radical way. And I think perhaps we have lost the plot when it comes to freedom. Certainly our friends on the right have, and then you can certainly count on our friends on the left to ratchet things down wherever their feelers get in a bunch. So when I talk about someone being free, what I mean to say is this. You should be free to, unless we have a problem, unless there's some kind of intervening causality, you should be free to smoke marijuana. You should be free to get pregnant or have an abortion. You should be free to own, you know, whatever type of gun you wish. You should be free to drive whatever car you'd like. You should be free to live where you wish, work where you wish, all of these things. Without both the government and the society that you live in upending your particular apple cart. Now, we live in a democracy, which means that the majority rules. Well, what does that mean? Well, the majority ruling means that the majority of people get to make the most of the rules. We cannot, should not, engage with the tyranny of the minority, because the fact of the matter is they don't pay the bills. We live in a society that requires us to pay some money to have an infrastructure. So I saw a video not too long ago, and some guy was complaining about, well, why do you have to pay to live on the planet you were born on? Well, if you want to live well, you can live for free. You can just wander around and find some place to camp for your whole life. But the reason you have to pay is because survival ain't free. It never has been. From time immemorial, we have paid a cost to survive, and we continue to. It just happens to be in money instead of our sweat and our blood. So the question comes to mind that should freedom be restricted? And certain ones should. You should not have the freedom to kill whoever you wish, although you should have the ability to kill somebody who's trying to kill you. You should not be required to run away from somebody who is trying to kill you. But you shouldn't just be able to shoot anybody you want or kill anybody you want. What should you be free to do is the question. And the answer to that is whatever equals to you the pursuit of happiness. What makes you happy? What means makes your end? What trips your trigger? What floats your boat? What leads your pencil? What makes you happy? That's the question. And if the answer is, well, I don't know, really, Well, then figure it out. But then once you figure it out, find out if you can engage in that. Because if you go to Illinois and you want to have an abortion, you can. But if you want to have a semi-automatic magazine-fed rifle, you can't. If that makes you happy, and you're not a murderer or a killer or a, you know, school shooter kind of person, if you're not that kind of, you know, if you're mentally capable of owning one of these things, society should be dangerous. We cannot protect everybody from everything, nor should we try. Children should not be afraid to go to school. But the only reason they are isn't because of the people that come in. It's because the people that are there refuse to do anything about it. It's not really a debate. Unless you sit in a school and you are the principal or the superintendent of a school district and you hire the people that are necessary to guard your children, and your children know, listen, we hope this never happens. We have protocols to keep doors locked. We have protocols to keep windows secured. We have all of these protections. And if they should all fail and someone gets in, we have men and women here who will kill the person who is trying to kill you. And that's it. That's as much as you, that's as protected as you can possibly be. I don't mean a good guy with a gun. I mean another killer right there. Which happens to be a good guy with a gun, but that's not the point. The point is, we have to have the will and the ability and the desire. The desire. You heard what I said. The desire to kill the killers. We don't have that. Which is why the kids are scared. Okay? And it doesn't have anything to do with the existence of a particular kind of gun. It really doesn't. The majority of mass shootings at all are probably 80 to 85%, 90% are done with handguns. The worst school shooting in the U.S. was done by a set of handguns at Virginia Tech. So that's just the way it is. That's just the truth. So the point that I'm getting at here is that whether you are progressive or liberal, whatever you happen to be, if you believe in freedom, you believe in the allowance of things that that upset your mind, that get into your that bother you, right? And you don't think should exist, but do. But we've gotten to a point where even people like even institutions like Stanford created a whole list of words that should be banned. And you know, the Young Turks, they did a story on that earlier this year, and some of these words are just preposterous. You don't get to police speech. It's the same thing for anything else, right? You don't get to say, I can't say these things, therefore I can't work anymore, or I can't say this thing because it offended you. I want to take a second about being offended. I look around, I'm in traffic right now. I'm in my car right now, we are surrounded by people. And I would help any one of these people do anything that they needed, and I'm sure that they would help me if things were going sideways for me. My life turns pear-shaped and I fall out of the car and I'm shaking around, somebody will stop and somebody will help, just like I would for them. But I want to be entirely clear here. When I say offended, I mean you are just offended, and I love everybody, but nobody gives a fuck if you're offended. It doesn't give you any special powers, any special rights. It doesn't give you anything. And you don't have the right to destroy me because I said something that offended you. The internet has given us that capability, and eventually it will reach a fever pitch. And somebody will be ruined for saying something that offended a certain group. And the person that was ruined will ruin those people physically. It's not happened that we know of yet, but it will. I promise you it will. We used to be able to manage when people said things and did things that offended us. We used to be able to talk back to them. But now, we can't. And in part, that's because of our news media. And in part, that's because of social media. And in part, it's because we have been duped by the puppets of the billionaire donor class. So the people, the legislators who are owned by the billionaire donor class are the ones who want to make sure that we stay divided. Nobody wants to bring Republican and Democrat together. Nobody. And I say, whether it's Republican or Democrat or liberal and conservative or whatever it is, nobody wants to see the American people come together as one, because if we remain divided, they have all of the power then. They maintain all of the power because we are against one another and not looking at what they do. I want to be, and more to the point, I want to be really clear on a couple of things. One of the bigger things that we deal with kind of every day is drag queens and transgender folks and all that. When I talked about the tyranny of the minority, that's what we're dealing with right now. I love my trans community. Good for them. Live your life. Live your life. You should have the freedom to do it. But we don't have to bend society to meet your needs. You have something that's different. You're a couple of deviations outside of the curve. So you need to understand that's the case, and you have to adjust. Not us. You have to adjust to what's happening, right? But instead, we have it going the opposite direction. The Dylan Mulvaney thing and the Bud Light thing. I've never seen a bigger bunch of beta male snowflakes than all of these hillbillies who were destroying their Bud Light cans because the company decided to put somebody who has been a woman, quote unquote, who's been cosplaying as a woman for 364 days on 6 cans of beer. Not 6,000, not 600, six. One six pack. That's it. That's all Dylan Mulvaney got. So, what the fuck? Why are you so mad? Who gives a shit? Oh, I don't want it to affect the children. You shouldn't be around beer anyway. And frankly, if you're drinking Bud Light, you've got your taste is fucking suspect anyhow. But irrespective of that, it doesn't even matter. What does matter is you can be loved. You can be cared for. And also you can adjust. But the right is making it worse. With all of these anti-trans bills and anti-LGBT, everything else. Hey, Republicans, hey conservatives. A word. I'm not one of you. Never have been. I'm an old school Chicago Democrat. You might be able to hear it in my voice. Leave fucking people alone. Don't worry about what they're doing over there. Mind your own fucking business. No, maybe don't allow drag queen story hour at the public library. Okay, we can live with that. There's no reason the kids have to see that of any age, unless their parents want them to, and they can bring them to a show someplace else. But let's get it straight here, okay? Let's get it straight in its entirety. You have to leave people alone to be free, to do what they want. You can't cry freedom every day, oh, religious freedom, and then restrict other people's freedom. What the fuck is wrong with you? Who the fuck? What? No. You've lost the plot. You have to rein your shit in. It's not going to fix anything. It's the same way with the left and the right are two now shit-covered wings of the same shit-covered bird that are screwing absolutely everybody else and creating these bright lines that we all have to stand ahead of or behind, because magically, somehow, if we don't, then we're a bad person if we don't support this or fight that. Okay? Now, as far as anything else goes, hey, like Tucker Carlson, good for him. Good riddance to bad rubbish. He was not a good person. He's been a villain for a while now, and that's, you know, that's just what happens when you cost Rupert Murdoch $800 million. Whatever. I don't care. He's just a guy who lost a job. It's not a big deal. It really isn't. It's not a shock. It's not perturbing. Who cares? He's not a good guy. He's just not. He doesn't play a good guy on TV. He's just not. So what? It's one person who's lost a job. If you're mad at that, don't watch Fox anymore. But don't fucking whine about it. You can't fix it. At the end of the day, at the end of all of these days, actually, what it means to be free, what it means to be free is that you get to be who you want, where you want, when you want, and how you want. And with the left pushing all of the, you know, climate stuff with cars and trying to make them all electric, we're not paying attention to the coal-fired plants that we need to power electricity and the slaves that are digging up the lithium and the minerals to run the batteries and the cobalt. But that doesn't matter as long as we're meeting some hokey-ass random accord, right? As long as we're doing the Paris Climate Accords, we're good people. You're not. Because people can't afford those cars. People get the electric vehicles expensive, and it's not as good. It's just not as good. Not yet. It will be, but not yet. And people need to have the freedom to do what they want. So when I say freedom, I mean freedom. I mean radical freedom. I mean be who you want, where you want, and how you want to be. As long as you're over the age of majority, so over the age of 18, you should be able to do what it is you want, where it is you want to do it, and how. Period. End of story. Sorry about the small stop there, but you didn't even notice it. But anyway, freedom is essential, right, to our success as a country. And you should be able to do what you want, how you want, wherever you want to do it. And by and large, people are. But it strikes me now, these days, is that we're endangering our own freedom, and that worries me. These kids in school today and in colleges today that are headed for leadership, they're going to weaken the country at some point, to a point that it won't be survivable if there is someone who can take us at some point in the future. Now, that won't be for a good long time, but we have folks now that are being indoctrinated into bad thought patterns. I won't get into the details just now, but the real truth is we have to be able to be strong. A strong America is good for the world. I mean, even Russell Brand thinks so, and if somebody like that can think so, we know that a good, benevolent America, but strong, is good for the world. Because we used to believe in things, we used to believe in freedom in a way that, although we didn't practice it properly, we used to believe in freedom in a way that changed no less than the entire world. And so I'm not saying that America is a place that is without fault. It isn't. But I want to be clear when I say this. There shouldn't be laws preventing you from things that make you happy. Now, there should also not be a prevention for those things that make you happy when you make the mistake and kill yourself or hurt yourself. A good, free society is dangerous. Freedom is a dangerous, dangerous thing. And it should be. And it's okay. Some folks just aren't going to make it because they can't handle their freedom. The trouble is, can those folks handle allowing everybody else to be free? Can the folks who have the freedom not impact everybody else? I'm not always sure that's the case. So we have to watch those things. But by God, we've been around long enough to know that prohibitions don't work, They never have. The way the thing, the way that our economy has worked is has failed us time and again. And we have to, at some point, begin to protect the economy from the bottom up. You build a house, you don't start building a house with the roof, do you? You build a house from the foundation up. And that's the folks on the ground level. That's all of us working day to day. That's all of us, you know, that's all the hourly folks. That's all the blue collar folks that are left. That's all of it, all right? They're the ones putting in the work every single day. Whether it's a road worker or a barista, those are the people essential to the success and the future success of the country. And those people have to be free. And sometimes that means free from the burden of taxes. And the folks who are making a lot of money, maybe they should pay a little more. And that's okay too. But it has to be spent properly, and it hasn't been. That's what people object to. Not paying more, but paying more and getting less. And that's Christ, that's no good. It's never worked for us, right? So, with all of that being said, this isn't going to be the last of the freedom discussions that we have, but it's the next one, and I hope you're with me, and I hope you hear what I said, and I hope you take it to heart, and I hope you spread it around a little bit and let people comment on it, because I think if we have the willingness to be free, we have the ability to be free. We just have to be able to tolerate the things that come along with freedom. So maybe that's something. Maybe there's something to it. I'm hoping there is. Okay. Thanks very much for listening, everybody. This has been the Mind Changers Podcast. I hope I have changed your mind, or at least brought some new things to it and got you thinking. And hopefully we can connect with some other folks and do the exact same thing later on. Thank you very much for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. Have a wonderful day and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.